Blog Talk Radio.
The power of the Most High God. And we thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that even as we begin to go forth, Father God, we loose the spirit right now. We command according to the word of God and according to the spirit. We know that you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we come together, Lord, and begin to reveal, declare, and decree that which you have called in the place to be according to your will, your word, your power. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to continue to look over, guide us, keep us. Help us, Father God, as we continue to open up the illumination, the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, even as we come against the very presence of the enemy against our city, against the very terroristical fact that is coming against us as a land, Lord, we pray for all the people out there and being lost and being salvation and being saving, Lord. Father God, we pray for our American government. We pray for the very school system of our children, Father God, as we go into the process and begin to pray. And we loose the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Give us the wisdom, here, Son of Amosa. The wisdom and the knowledge and the direction to move forward with the prayer that we're about to pray, Lord, that we crack the kingdom. And we call things according to the power of God and the will that be not so if they were. These things we ask are not of ourselves, but of the power of the Most High God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for delivering us from our city and from our city ordinance, Lord, the things that seem to hold us back, that make us so opposite, and all that's trying to come against us, Father God. We ask you to touch those in the position, Lord, in the mayor position, in the governmental position, Lord, in those who are over the city, Lord, that you would touch them in their hearts and their minds, to give us favor, Lord, those who are needing employment, those who are needing jobs. Let them not understand and realize that we are people who are in need to take care of our families, Father God, and we lose every practical plan of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we don't come against the mayor. We don't come against the government. We don't come against anybody, Lord. But we ask you, Father God, to give us favor, Lord, that we may continue to move forward and do everything you declared us to do. Father God, I loose it right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit that even as we begin to go out and look for those things that we may need, Father God, to take care of our household, that mother, that father, that son is struggling, Lord, to try to get his education going, Lord, that he may need the proper job, he may need to continue to go forth and further himself in the work that you called him to do. Father God, open up the very statutes and all the information we may need on the government grants, and we may need to continue to build the kingdom of God. Not only that, Father God, those mothers who are out there struggling and straining with the very financial purposes that they need in their life, that they may go forth and do all that you command them to do. And Father God, we thank you right now. As we go into our prayer, Lord, we ask you to be with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we know that you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Father God, we thank you, Father God, even as we begin to bring in the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, us have the mind, the wisdom, and knowledge, and understanding, and notice that God and beside you there's no other. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to continue to touch those who are lost in salvation, Lord, who need a very direction in the way they need to go. Father God, touch them, every young male, every young female, all those who are going astray with the very complications that's going on in their life, with some of the governmental actions coming against them, Lord. Give them favor in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them find a place of salvation that they may give their life to you, Father God. They may come to understand that you are on the throne, Lord, that every plan that they have in their life, Lord, that they may tear it down and give the plan that you have for them in their life, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, that the plans you have for them is good and not of evil. You said it's of a good thought, not of a bad thought. That's the word of Jeremiah 29:11, Father God. Put that very word in the minds of these young people, Lord. Touch them right in the midst of their forehead, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that you got a plan for their life, Lord. It's a good plan. It's not an evil plan. It's going to give them a effective teaching, Lord. And they turn to understand and realize that they may go to the house of God and find the place that they must serve to do the work that you called them to do. Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look over the people of our land, Lord. So much diversity, Father God. So many problems going among the people, Lord. You got one side here. You got one side there. Lord, let's come together with a Psalms 133. Your word is declared, Lord, how good is a man to dwell together in unity, Father God. Let us have the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, that we may walk in the very joy, Lord, the love, the peace, the long-suffering, Lord, the gentleness, Lord, the goodness, Lord, the faith, the meekness, and the temperance, that we may come to understand and realize that you're God on the throne, and beside you there is no other, Father God. And Father God, we ask you, Father God, over our American government, as I say and I say again, Father God, we ask you to look over this very thing that's going over in Hong Kong, this thing that's very going over in Beijing, Your very flesh is coming across from a distant land, Father God. Your word is declared according to the kingdom of God. In Isaiah 4, Lord, that a child is born, Lord, and a son is given. And he will carry the government on his shoulders, Father God. I'm asking you to take control, Lord, of this very situation, Lord. There is very threat that's trying to come against your people, Father God. Your word is declared that we'll be delivered on the back of the eagle, Father God. So I'm asking you, Father God, to shut down those threats, shut down those things that's coming against this young man, that he may learn and understand that he's not the only one in the world. That you call all of us to be together and to be as one, Lord. And your word is declared that we all dwell together in unity, Father God. And you said according to your will, your word, your Father. You said according to your will, your word, Father. As you continue to go forth, Lord, you will decree and declare that every man will line up according to your spirit and according to your plan. And Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that even as we begin to pray for the very terroristic oppressors coming against us, Father God, let our school system be safe, Father God. Touch every one of the young children, Lord. Touch every one of the school teachers, Lord. Let them understand and realize, Lord, that if God is needed in the schools, Lord, that even when it took it out, Lord, you'll be able to bring it back in according to your word, according to your plan, according to your purpose, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for even the armed forces, Lord, that we have in the United States. The God of day and night, Father God, give them favor in the name of Jesus. Not only just the armed forces, Lord, but all the ground troops in the name of Jesus. They continue to protect us, Lord. Protect our school system. Protect our government, Lord. Protect us as a people of this land, Father God, that we may come to understand and realize we need to come together as one in unity, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the peace that you're about to throw up on Jerusalem in the name of Jesus, Father God. These things I'm praying, Father God, because it's coming to my spirit. And I'm asking, Father God, we got to have peace according to the word of God, that we as people need to come together and be as one, Father God. Deliver us from the mind of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. For every demonic force, every stronghold, Father God, we loose it in the name of Jesus. We declare that we be cut free of every cause. In the name of Jesus, for every negative habit that's in our life, Lord, whether it be anger, Lord, whether it be disturbance, Lord, whether it be worry, Father God, I believe in the name of Jesus, you have gave a word, Lord, and that word has come to come to fruition, that to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the very mental disorder that's going on in the body of Christ. That we as a people need to come together and function as one, Father God. That we come together in humility, love, peace, joy, and happiness, Father God. That we all get along to be as one, Father God. Oh, Father God, I pray this prayer not for myself, but I reach out to your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we breathe the blood on everything that we're praying today, Father God. Touch the very hospitals, Lord. Go into the corridors, Lord. Look at those men and women of God who suffer through the ailments of their body, Father God. I declare by the word of God, Lord, your word is decreed, Lord, that we will give them the very domestic experience, a deliverance, Father God. Not only a deliverance, Lord, but you will give them a word that they have a word of offense, Father God. That you said in your word that there was some blind, there was some lame, there was some sick and afflicted, Father God. But through the course of your word, through the power of your Son, Lord, who's a resurrected Son, Lord, that came to give them the good, the relief that they need in their life. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that we continue to move forward, Lord, with everything you're calling us to do, Father God. Let your word be known. Let your will and your purpose be desired and understood by us, Lord, that you continue to work for us to be men and women of God. As you come together collectively, Lord, and begin to pray, Lord, the further prayer of prayer, Lord, that we may understand and realize that you're still on the throne, that you're God and you cannot fail. And you're not a son of a man that you should have to repent. You have been given a commandment to bless each and every one of us, Father God. So we ask you for your deliverance. We ask you for your help, your strength, Father God. That you give us favor, Lord, in the eyesight of everything that we're going through, Father God. Break all the strongholds that come against us, Lord. Break all the cult of activity, Lord, that's in our lives, Lord. The very dimensions and the very evils of the devil that try to come against us, Lord. That make the forces to kind of crowd us, Lord. We ask you to loosen in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every corrupted mindset, Lord, we ask you to loosen, Lord. We ask you to come against the very forces of the marriages, Lord. Let the man and women, God, to come together to be as one, Father God, that even when the arguments come place in their household, Lord, we ask for you to loose it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the man and women, God, come together with a reasonable mind to understand that you're on a throne, Father God, that these things that they actually, they're processing and things that they're going through, Lord, that they're delivered by you, the man understand and realize that you're moving according to your plan, according to your power, according to your grace, according to your mercy, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in our life. Thank you, Father God, for pushing us in the right direction, Lord. Even when you have us in a part of you, Lord, and it's in that pressure of arms, Lord, we know that you're doing something great in our lives, Father God. So let us not complain, Lord. Let us not worry, Lord, Father God, that we know and understand that you're on the front. bones, Father God, that you deliver us, Lord, from every adversary, every work of the evil enemy, Lord, every work of the devil, Lord, to try to make us feel opposite of what you called us to be in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for even myself, Father God, if you're going to touch me, Father God, give me the wisdom, give me the knowledge, give me the understanding, give me the guidance, Lord, to teach your people the way they need to be taught in these last days, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for touching my household, Father God, and every other household, Father God, and every one of the members of the household of faith, Lord, and every member of the household of Harvest House, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch those men and women of God, Lord. Whatever struggle is going on in life, Lord, we break it right now in the name of Jesus. We point on the stronghold forces against the enemy, Father God, that try to come in the lives and the minds of their children, Father God. We loose the hand of the enemy on every sickness that's trying to come in the very household of the Harvest House, Lord. We shut it down in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bind and break every force of the enemy against the finances in the household of the Harvest, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let our children begin to line up according to your will. Let them line up according to your purpose, Lord. Let the leadership begin to understand and realize, Lord, that we are people that pray to come together collectively, Lord, that through your words and your power, through your mercy and your grace, Lord, that we got the power and we got the understanding to break everything that the enemy come against us, Father God. I come against every stronghold when it comes to habits, Father God. I lose habits in the lives of the people, Lord. Let us have a defense system, Lord, that you will build, designed, and genetically engineered for us to be able to handle, Lord, that even when the enemy comes against us, Father God, and we don't know which way to go, Lord, that you give us a word, Lord, that it comes straight from the kingdom, Lord, that we have the communication field, Lord, to communicate to you in the kingdom, Father God, that we know that you're on the throne, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Father God. Work on our attitude, Lord. We put every attitude problem in the name of Jesus, Father God. It's our attitude that we have sometimes, Lord, that perverts us to keep us receiving, Lord, what you have us behavior have, Lord. We break that stronghold in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every handicap that we have, Lord, we loose it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let us be a children that's free, Father God, to flow in the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, that even every one of these prayers that we're praying, Lord, let it be cast out of our household, let it be cast out of our lives, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we walk free, Lord, according to your word, Lord. And you say, who the Son sets free is free indeed, Father God. We want to be free, Lord. We want to move according to your word. We want to move according to your spirit. We want to move according to your plan, Lord. And everything that you have our lives, Lord, give us favor in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you for healing in our lives, Father God. In every area that we need healing, Lord, heal us in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every area that we see me lacking, Lord, give us strength, Father God, that we may move forward in everything you have planned for us to do, Father God. Let us be touched as in parents, Lord. Let us be touched as leaders, Father God. Let us be touched as men and women of God who walk upright, Lord, knowing that no good thing that you will hold from us, Lord, that we walk upright, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. For every lost person, Father God, even as my heart goes out, Father God, I think of every lost person, Lord, bringing that soul, Father God, that person is lacking, that person doesn't know which way to go, Father God, touch them in the name of Jesus, Lord, let them have a heart to understand and realize that you're God, and besides you, there's no other, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're moving on them right now, Lord, touch them in their mind, in the name of Jesus, let them know that you're on the throne, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you to do, Father God, come against every group of negative activity, Lord, and transform and change, Father God, that our children may have the future exist, Lord, that they may understand that they walk according to your word, walk according to your plan, Lord. Give our children a future, Lord, and the expectation to know that to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Deal with our children, Father God. Help them understand that we as parents, Lord, we need their help, Lord, and we love them with all that we have in our hearts, Father God. It is not our will to go against them, Father God, but we love them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm asking, Father God, to touch my parents, Father God. Oh, touch my parents, Father God, and touch every other parent out there that's going through a sickness and affliction in their body. Let their hearts line up with the lungs, Lord. Let the lungs line up with the heart, Lord. That every organ in their body that you created, Lord, come to full fruition, Lord. That every ailment in their body, Lord, will come to an operation order the way you engineered it from the day they was born, Father God. Touch my father, Lord, and every other father out there, Father God, that even as the doctor begin to give them negative words, Lord, your word is declared, Lord, that who has believed those reports, Lord, and who has the arms of those reports from the deal, Father God, Your word is delivered unto us, Lord. It gave us an Abrahamic covenant, Lord, according to Romans 4:17, that made us call things that be not so if they were, Father God. We call healing in the body of our children, Lord. We call healing in the body of our parents, Lord. We call healing in the body of every father in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. We declare the word and we decree it, Lord. We speak it according to your plan, Lord, that every cherub, every child is laying under the belly of infliction, Lord. Raise them up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. That young man who's laying now in the belly of infliction, Lord, loose him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give him the strength that he needs, Father God. Let him rise up and let him cry out to you, Father God. That what must I do to be saved, Lord? That they're not too small, Lord, that we teach them as men and women of God. And teach them to utter unto the Lord when they come into problems, Lord. They'll understand and realize, Lord, you're all that they need. You're all that they ever want, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let us come to unity and harmony, Father God. And all the things you declare us to do in our lives, Father God. Touch us, Father God. That we get on with our workers. We get on with our co-workers, Father God. We get on with our husbands. We get on with our wives. And most of all, Lord, we get on with our future, Lord, with our young children, Lord. Come in, Lord. Let us harmonize in the spirit, Lord, that when we pray, Father God, that our children be set free from every sickness and disease, every rebellious thought that comes into their minds, Lord. Set them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them know that the mother and father cares for them, Lord, that even as they begin to prepare the household, the roof over their head, and feed them every day, Lord, it's not by their will, but it's by the will of the Father to give them strength, Father God. Bless those mothers, Lord. Bless those fathers, Lord. Bless those children in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for all those who are lost ones, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch my sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch her in our heart, Lord, that she lost her child 6 months ago, Lord, and she's still grieving, Lord, and even have a mother laying on a deathbed, seem to be, Lord. But I believe you're bringing things around for her, Father God, that you're about to touch it in every area of her life in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for us being ministering service to one another, Father God, that we begin to counsel one another in the spirit, Lord, that we begin to be teachers to one another in the spirit, Lord, that we come together and be as one in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give us the vision of harmony, Lord, the vision of understanding the body of Christ, Lord, to be able to shut down things through prayer, Lord, to know that we got to be a sword to become a sword, Lord, that we made an act of every root and every negative thing that the enemy try to come against us with, Father God. I know that you're able to do it, Father God, because it's standing in your word, Lord. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, and I declare in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we ask you, Father God, put a hedge of protection around us, Lord. Put your arms around us, Lord, that we may understand and realize that the work that you're doing in our life is more than what you see, Lord. Come against that AIDS patient, Lord, who's suffering, Lord. Come against that young woman, Lord, who went through the abortion, Father God. Let her not hold that against herself, Lord, but it was an act of the enemy that caused her to go through that process, Father God, that you may heal her, Lord, that you may communicate with her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let her realize and understand that don't feel grown, don't feel moon, don't feel bad, but you're God, Lord. You're able to raise her up, Lord, and get her mind set straight, Lord, that you may continue to go forth, Father God. Every corrupted compassion, every corrupted communication of words that ever been spoken to your children, Lord, every dishonest word and every lying word that ever spoken to the heart of every man, woman, boy, and child, Lord, that make themselves opposite, Father God, I'm asking you to clear them up according to the book of Colossians 2, Lord, that you'll wipe out every negative plan against their heart, Lord, and let them walk free according to your will. Let them walk free according to your plan, Lord. Give them a controlled life through the Spirit, Father God. Even as we begin to pray, Father God, we bless all the inmates, Father God, all the men who are incarcerated, Father God, and even one of our own, Lord, at Harvest New Life Church, Lord, we ask you to bless them, Father God, as we go through these very trials, Father God, touch them, show them, keep them, Father God, for an appointed time, Lord, but you know according to your word, Lord, man has said one thing, God, but you got another plan, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, even as you begin to touch them, Lord. Let him not gain any kind of corrupted habits while he's inside, Lord. Let him have the mind of fellowship with the other brothers, Lord, that he'll raise up men of God inside that system, Lord, that they may come to understand that he's a good, godly man, that when they be released, Lord, they have a spirit of control in the life of God, that they may come out and have favor on their life, Lord, that when man tells them no, that you say yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for all the young people that are in the nursing homes, all the older people in the nursing homes, Lord. I'm asking you to look over, Father God. Touch them with a finger of love, Father God. Put your hand up on them, Lord. Let them know that they're not by themselves, Lord. That their father and their mother may have forsaken them, Lord, but you will never leave them or forsake them, Father God. Let them feel the heart and the power of the Holy Spirit up in that very nursing home, Lord. that they may come to understand, Lord, that even when they lie there, Lord, they're afflicted, Lord, that you got a bed of affairs all the way around them, Lord, that you come visit them in the mid hours of the night, Lord, and assure them, Father God, that you're right there with them, Father God, that no weapon can come against them, Lord, no negative word can come against them, Lord. That nurse is taking care of them. Let them not be abusive to them, Lord. Let them treat them as they treat their own mother, Lord. Let them not get weary in their well-doing, Lord, because these are the elderly, Lord, that they're taking care of, Lord. They don't have long to live, Lord, but through your word, Father God, let them have the appointed time that they may be grace and mercy upon them, Father God. Bless my sister, Father God, my young sister, Father God, who's taking care of her mother, Lord. And take care of her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you have given her the strength, Lord, all these years. That she put out her career, Lord, to come forth and do the work to take care of her dear mother, Lord. I'm asking you to bless her in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm asking, Father God, right now, Father God, that you put a special hand of protection around her, Lord. And every woman that's going through financial difficulties, Lord. Every woman that's out there and every man that's going through their business propositions and having problems, Lord, I'm asking you to do a supernatural turnaround in their business, Father God. I declare by the word of God that you are sent for things in an area they have never seen before, Father God, that you will bring them up, Father God, and let them realize and understand, Lord, that even though it looks different in the physical eye, Father God, that you're doing something more powerful behind the scenes, Father God. So I bless every business, Lord. I bless every woman of God that's going through a struggle, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every man of God who seems to be lost in his direction and being a man of the house, oh Lord. I bless every child that's in his bucket and coming against the very spirits of the mother, Lord, that they may understand and realize that the guidance is for a reason, Father God. As you begin to touch them, Father God, and you begin to show them, Lord, you let them realize and understand, Lord, let them not in mind come into a cause of activity, Lord. Let them not come into any rebellion, Lord. Matter of fact, Lord, we bind rebellion, Lord. We bind the jealousy in the name of Jesus, Father God. We set down all those content things that make those young men and young women come against their very household, Lord. We ask you to go into the household, Lord. We ask you to go up and down and all around, Lord. We ask you to convict and arrest and shut down everything that's not like God, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, even as we begin to move forward, Lord, I can give us every form of heart pain, every form of heart disease, Lord, every form of thyroid, Lord, every form of neck pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I denounce every form of back problem, Lord, every form of kidney problems, Lord. I denounce cancer at the highest in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that everything in their blood system begin to line up according to the Spirit, Father God, and every medication or form that they're taking, Lord, that make them feel what you call them to be, Father God, that it be a medication that comes from the kingdom, Lord, that you work right in the midst of everything that's going on in their life, Lord, that you will do something supernatural in the name of Jesus, Father God. I set down every form of knee problems in the name of Jesus, Father God. That man and that woman who struggled to get back and forth, Lord, I loose it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. I command that the ligament and that knee begin to line up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the muscle begin to wrap around, Lord, and begin to hold tight in the way it's designed to be in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that every man and woman of God who's in the hospital is going through a nutritional problem, Lord, that you're giving them more nutrition than they ever need in their entire life, Father God. And I command that word on my father, Lord, as he receives the very medication he needs today, Lord, to give him a strengthening in me, Father God. I demand and declare by the word of God that what he receives on the day will not be that long, that it'll be loose in the name of Jesus, Father God, that he'll get full strength back in his body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God. I come against every form of head problem, every form of headache, every form of eye problem in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. I declare by the word of God and by the power of faith that no weapon formed against these things, very heirs will prosper, Lord. I demand by the name of Jesus, Lord, that every dysfunctional bowel system, Lord, begin to line up according to the word, Lord, that there will not be a problem, Lord, with all the things they need to be able to go forth and do the activity they need to do to relieve themselves, Father God. I thank you, Father God, as I come into every form of diabetes in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, that you're moving in the name of Jesus, Father God. I come against every form of asthma attack in the name of Jesus. I shut it down right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind and loosen right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you, Father God, according to Romans 12:2, that every mind and every word of mine align up according to your word, Father God, that they may not worry, Father God, that they may not go any negative, any other negative condition of thinking, Father God, other than you are the kingdom of God. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord, and we come against every one of these ailments, Father God, every one of these activities, Father God, and we loose and we cast them down, Lord. We lay the axe, Father God, to every root, Lord, and we serve a victim, Lord, to every disease and every foul thing that try to come against your people, Father God. And I declare by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit, as we begin to move forth, Lord, I loose it right now in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus Christ, Father God. I set them all down in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm asking, Father God, in every stomach cramping, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to come to my spirit, Lord. I'm asking you to loose it right now, Father God, as you begin to understand the will of God, Father God, and everything you're doing is according to your will, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you bring your souls into the kingdom, Lord, more so souls into the Harvest New Life Church, Father God, that we have workers, Lord, that will come together and realize that the work you're doing and the vision you have for this house is more than what we can see, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that they may be delivered from every form of cancer and every form of problem that's in their life. Father God, I plead the blood, Lord. I anoint their heads in the spirit with the power of the blood in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, as we begin to move according to your word, your plan, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that we walk in love. We walk in prosperity. We walk in joy. We walk in happiness, Father God, that the enemy has to take his hands off of our finances, Father God. I loose every form of business vehicle that a man or woman got need on this day, Father God, that you will do something to them supernatural, Lord, that they will receive the very transportation they need, Father God. I break the stronghold on every household, Father God, that these men and women of God who ask for households, Lord, that you would give them houses supernaturally, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, that you make a way, Lord, through the financial system, Father God, that they can favor according to your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we ask you, Father God. And it seems like we have prayed all that we know how to pray, Father God, but we're not finished, Father God, because we believe, Lord, that your word is an authoritative word. It's a power word, Lord. It's a word that comes straight from the government of the kingdom, Father God, because your son, Lord, is born that we may have a right, Lord, to the tree of life, and he has died on the cross, and we may speak everything according to the power and the purpose of the Holy Ghost, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to give us favor as your people, Father God. Give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord, that even when the enemy seems like he got a trap, Lord, give us a way out, Lord. Show us a safe route, Father God, that no worries, no problems, no circumstances will come against us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And even as I heard the prayer of the woman of God who said about her son that's in the hospital, Father God, I'm asking you to loose him in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm asking you to send forth your angels, Lord, to surround him, Father God, and touch him in every area of his life in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I declare by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit, Lord, that you already raised him up, Lord, that vacation that he needed is already in place, Father God, that deliverance he needed is already in place, Lord, that supernatural power that you already given him is already in place, Lord. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, that even as a woman, God spoke about her business, Lord, that it seemed to be an increase, Father God, but it's only an increase to get an increase, Lord. It's only a decrease to get an increase. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm asking you to flood that place in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let children come from all over the neighborhood, Lord. Let them come upon that place, Lord, like locusts in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let the very power of the Spirit and the finances and the anointing begin to roll into that place like never before. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give a favorable men and women of God that understand the structure and the meaning of the work that you're doing, Lord. Take the burden off our life. In the name of Jesus, Father God, look over my wife, Father God, even in the midst of the very critical job that she do, Lord. See, men and women die every day through auto accidents, Lord, through all kinds of accidents, Lord, that she may have to minister the mind, the ministers of these people, Lord. And tell them that God is still on the throne, Father God. I'm asking you to touch the Lord in her critical position, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch the woman of God, Lord, who just became a part of our church, Lord, that in her body, Lord, that she carry a seed, Lord, a seed for the kingdom, Lord. I'm asking you to bless her, Father God. Give her everything she needs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let your anointing fall upon her life, Lord. Let your anointing fall upon her grace, Father God, that you would give her everything that you're according to her plan, Lord. Let her not be frustrated in her well-doing, but let her move forward through the power of God, Lord. I'm asking to bless the new members of Joint Harvest House Ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bless them, Lord. Let them not turn aside, Lord, but let them come forward, Lord, with conviction and understanding and revelation and knowledge, Lord, that they'll bring more into the house of God, Lord. We declare by the word of God that we will not lose that one more soul, Lord, to rebellion and to a negative thought, Lord. We cast down that culture of thinking right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we will command and declare that there be an overflow in our house, Lord, that will run us over to a point that we won't even understand, Father God. And I thank you, finances are flowing in from the north, south, and the east, and the west, Lord, from people that we don't understand and even know, Father God. Because you said you are supernatural God, Lord. And you declared that you do supernatural things, Father God. You said, how much more we've been children of God, Lord. How much more that you've been God, that you will provide for your children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. That even as we begin to pray, Lord, even as we soon as we come to the end of our prayer, Lord, and we can go on, Father God, because we lose the world in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lose the world problems in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lose the world and health in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bind every attack of the enemy right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for the words you have put in my heart to pray for your people, Lord, that they don't belong to me, Lord. They belong to you, Father God. Touch my young daughter, my son, Lord. Raise her up in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let her be an obedient child, Lord. Let her walk according to your word, your power, and every other young child, Lord. Touch them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let their mind line up and know that you're God beside you. There is no other, Father God. I declare a word over every one of their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I put it into the third heaven to go forth. And I declare that we'll not come back void. We'll do all that there is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you for opening up your kingdom to us, Father God. That even as we pray, Lord, we pray fervent prayers according to the kingdom, Lord. And I denounce every sickness and disease in every family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. That we walk in the joy, we walk in the prosperity, we walk in the health, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bring every man that's on the dangerous highway back home sick to his wife, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And every woman that's out on a distant journey, Lord, bring her back home to her children and her husbands, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We call it done, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, in the time of intercession of prayer, Lord, as we open up the lines, Lord, to begin to get the prayer for those who need prayer, Lord, that we may pray prayers, Lord, that they may be delivered from whatever it may be in their lives, Lord. These things we ask are not of ourselves, but through the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Father God. You're going to open up our lines for all those who want to give prayer requests. And we just want you to just give us a word and whatever it is that you need to be praying for, just let us know in the name of Jesus. We're going to take that right now in the name of Jesus. The lines are open for you who want prayer requests. Hallelujah. Is there any or is that not none? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your line is hot. Your line is hot. Go ahead.
I would like to put in a prayer request for my coworker's friend who just recently, about a week ago, had a kidney transplant. He is supposed to be released from the hospital tomorrow. So just for his continued strength and his continued
amen.
And continued health.
Amen, woman of God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Oh, God bless you. Okay, is there anyone else who needs to pray at this time? We're about 24.
Hello.
Go ahead. Go ahead, woman of God. Time is hot.
You pretty much covered all the prayers I need, but I want to pray for a young man I just met about 30 minutes ago. Down at the lobby in the hospital, in the lobby of the hospital, and he's going through chemo. He was in remission. All of a sudden, he's not in remission. Wife died last Sunday. He's trying to make it to the funeral this Sunday. Mom just died, trying to get his son back. His finances are out of whack, and I just want to pray for that young man.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman. God got his hand, and we're going to pray for him. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who need a prayer request? It's on the line. We're opening up the line for those who need prayer requests. As of right now, we're about 23 minutes outside of our hour. Go ahead.
This is Shantavia. I just enjoyed prayer tonight, Pastor Ellis, and I'll be coming back soon for more prayer with y'all.
Amen. Is there a certain request you need, woman of God, anything?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Amen. But we don't pray for you. It's good to hear from you, woman of God. Well, let's go ahead and continue to pray as we pray for the young man who had a kidney with a transplant today. And we're just going to release the healing and anointing of the power of God upon that young man who's going through these very diverse changes. The word of God is declared according to the kingdom that if you call upon me, whenever there's a need, I'm more just in mercy to forgive you for whatever it may be that's in your life. So, Father God, we call down the angels of heaven. Lord, we call down the healing angels right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to touch this young man in his things like to be a dilemma. Father God, your word is saying right in the midst of diversity, Lord, you got the power to convict and arrest. You got the power to shut down every negative thing that's not like you, Father God. So we ask you to go in and subvert the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We have to give them peace in the midst of a storm, Father God. You do your greatest work in darkness, Father God. According to the Genesis 1, Lord, you created things from darkness, Father God. So we ask you to go into this young man's life, Lord. We ask you to heal him, Lord, whatever it may be that's going on in his life, Father God. And we ask you to deliver him, Father God, that he may have the very wisdom and knowledge and the direction and the strength that he may need to go through, Father God. Not only that, Father God, touch him in his body, Father God. Give him a supernatural anointing. Give him a supernatural healing, Father God. Your word is already declared, Father God, that is there anything too hard for you to do. Father God, your word is declared in Jeremiah 32:27. You said you created all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you to do, Father God? And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the woman of God who prayed about the young man who had the kidney transplant, Lord. I'm asking to supernaturally move that kidney, Lord. Let it continue to join. Let all the fibers begin to come together, begin to function normally, Father God, that he have a life that's prolonged, Lord, more than longer he ever thought it would ever be, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're taking the worry from his mind. You're taking the worry from his thoughts, Father God, and you touch him in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're healing them in a way that they've never been healed before, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because you're God. Lord, God, you there is no other, Father God. And I'm just asking you, Father God, right now, Lord, that you do something extraordinary in the midst of the night while he's speaking, Lord, that you give him a visitation from the kingdom, Father God, and do a magnificent work, do a marvelous work in his life. And, Father God, I thank you for the young woman of God who called me just to give a word of encouragement, Father God. I'm asking you to go into her house, oh, Lord. Do a supernatural move in her house, Father God. I'm asking you to move in such a way, Father God, that you let your spirit move on her, Lord, that has transformed and changed her and spin her, Father God, that set her in the right direction, Lord. Her mind be lined up according to what you want to be. Lord, take every word, every negative thought, every circumstance, every problem. I lose it in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she have the health and the strength, Father God, that even the midst would seem to be worried, Father God. You are already transforming, changing her right now, Lord. Give her a vision in the middle of the night, Lord. Let a revelation come to her mind, Lord. Let her understand that you are God and you are on the throne. Your word is declared, Lord, that him that believes, Lord, you say all things are possible, Father God. So I believe right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that even as I pray for the woman of God with the two young sons, Father God, touch him in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch him in a supernatural way, Father God. Give her strength beyond strength. And she continue to endure that with the enemy is trying to come against her own, Lord, that she may have the power to understand and know that you're God. And besides you, there's no other, Father God. Bless my wife and all the other 8 callers on the line who didn't have a word to say, but Lord, but do something in their life, Lord, that they may know and understand that you're God. And besides you, there is no other. Father God, I'm asking you to do something for your people, Father God. Move on them like you never moved before, Lord. Let them know in this last day, Lord, that you are supernatural God. You got the power to do supernatural things. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you move according to your people, that they walk in the wisdom, and they walk in the perfect will of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they be worthy and receive the glory and honor and the power that you created in each and every one of us, Father God, that we pray, Lord, that you make us continue to be a hatchet. I ask for the kingdom, Lord, to knock out everything in our path that's not like God, that we have the power to pray and kick the bottom clean up out of hell. In the name of Jesus, we may go forth with power and authority and wisdom and knowledge and direction under every circumstance and know that we are plowing, Father God, in such a way, Father God, that the enemy cannot touch and come against that which you have created to be in your purpose and plan. Father God, we say we leave off with this word, Father God. We leave off our prayer with Jeremiah 29:11, always, Father God. Your word is declared. You know the plan, Father God. It's already in place. If you say that you know the thought, they're already in place. If you say they're good, Father God, if you say there's no way they're going to be evil, Father God, so we lose the enemy, and he's already been defeated, because victory is ours. And we declare that word, we decree it right now in the name of Jesus. Once again, this is Pastor Charles R. at Harvest New Life Church here in the city of Dallas. For more information about us and the church, you can go to our website, which is www.harvestnewlifechurch.com. There you'll see more information about the church and who we are and the global expansion. If there's a ministry you see you can be a part of to help us at New Life Harvest Church, come in, set, be patient, and let the Lord work. Remember the word of God says patience is a virtue. No man has overcome patience. So in our church, we work with patience, power, deliverance, in every area of life. So we want you to come out, be a part, set and enjoy, even on tomorrow. At the same time, we ask you to go to our Bible teaching service. It's an online service to make it convenient for those who don't have transportation to get out and be a part of the service in the physical form. So we thank you and we bless you, each and every one of you. This is in and out power prayer on this afternoon. And God bless each and every one of you. For those who want to get in contact with me on a personal, you can call 214-870-2146. Remember, God is with you. He never leaves you. He'll never forsake you. Until then, God bless each and every one of you. From Harvest New Life Church, me here and Pastor Patty Ellis, co-Pastor Patty Ellis, and Pastor Charles, we love you and we bless you. Good night.